The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block the proposed merger between supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons. If the deal goes through, it would be the biggest grocery store merger in U.S. history. Now, the two companies are rivals in much of the country. The FTC and nine states joining this lawsuit are worried this merger could raise the price of groceries even higher. Let's talk about this with Robin Farzad, host of the public radio show Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Good day, sir.
So earlier this year, Washington State and Colorado also said they were going to sue to stop this deal. Last month, Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson made his argument.
These two supermarkets are the two largest in Washington State. And when you create a monopoly, one thing that happens when you have less competition is higher prices as well. So we're deeply concerned about this proposed merger.
Now, the Federal Trade Commission is making a similar argument. You know, fewer choices equals higher prices. But how are things different now that the feds are talking about this?
You're really running into a buzzsaw. You've seen the Biden White House, Biden himself, inveigh against retailers and consumer goods companies for shrinkflation and inflation. This number polls as a real pain point in an election year where you see people out there very much agree that food is eating up a bigger portion of their disposable income than it has, I think, in more than three decades. So of all times to come out and say we want the number one and number two pure grocery chains to combine, you know, 2,300 plus 2,700 gets 5,000 and maybe they'll knock off 450 or so. It makes a lot of sense, but still you can buy the argument from Albertsons and Kroger as well, because even if they do combine, they'd be about 13% of the U.S. grocery market. Walmart has about 22%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk for a second about the Biden administration. I mean, the federal government always talks about these things using these fancy legal words, you know, antitrust, preserving competition. The political reality is what here? You know, the Biden administration has been taking on more mergers. I mean, surely that's part of the approach.
This is not some esoteric book publisher or back office, you know, software supply solution company. This is front and center Main Street, right? It just looks bad. If you can come up and inveigh against JetBlue and Spirit, what a lot of people understood with the frustration in airports and delays and travel and pricing, certainly this is the reddest meat that the FTC and Justice Department can go after. And it's interesting in that it brings up the coalition of, you know, consumer prices and the anger over inflation and unions. The unions out there and the co-ops and the farmers are all seemingly adamantly against it because they'd be up against a much more powerful negotiator in a combined Kroger's Albertsons.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Kroger's, you know, it's saying time out. We are competing against the new behemoths that sell groceries, but are not traditional supermarkets, Costco, Walmart, Amazon. So when you add in these stores, the argument goes consumers have plenty of options. Kroger says, you know, the view of people challenging this are outdated. They don't get the grocery market today because it's changed. Do they have a point?
There's something to that. A lot of us depend on the wholesale clubs and Costco and Aldi. I mean, not enough people are talking about Aldi.
Yeah.
But this really blankets the map. This goes coast to coast. And the interesting thing about it is the last time, you know, Albertsons did something like this, it took out Safeway. And there was a lot of egg on the face of the FTC because the company that bought the divested stores that Albertsons spun off went bankrupt. And Albertsons was able to come in and buy back those stores for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
So, you know, once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of the public radio show, Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.